This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his government as compassionate and devoted to Garib Kalyan. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi highlighted the path-breaking steps taken by the centre for the upliftment of people from poverty and its focus on empowerment, infrastructure and inclusion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote initiatives like PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat have enhanced access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking and healthcare. He added that the push for direct benefit transfer, digital inclusion and rural infrastructure has ensured transparency and faster delivery of benefits till the last mile. Mr. Modi emphasized the role of these initiatives in helping over 25 crore people defeat poverty. On the basis of an FIR filed on 15th December 2024 at Chayang Tajo, police has arrested six persons in connection with the murder of Takom Dada, which turned out to be a revenge killing during the course of investigation. East Kameng SP Kamdam Sikom in a press communication informed that on 3rd December 2023, Takom Dada assaulted one Longya Lamgu with a machete following a dispute over the ownership of a mithun, and later Lamgu succumbed to his injuries. Takom was arrested by police and later released on bail. On 15th December 2024, while Takom Dada went to his agricultural field near the Pachi River, was disappeared. Next day, police recovered his dead body, having multiple deep-cut injuries on his body. During the investigation, it was revealed that 6% of late Longya Lamgu family was involved in the murder of Takom. World Environment Day is being celebrated across the globe today. The day is observed to raise global awareness to take positive environmental action to protect nature and planet Earth. It is observed on 5th June every year since 1973 as part of the United Nations Environment Programme to build awareness to save life on planet Earth. The theme of this year's World Environment Day is Beat Plastic Pollution. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today we focus on education and sports, the key to empowering India's Amrit Peedi, the young generation.
In a country where almost two-thirds of its population is under the age of 35, it is the youth that will shape India's destiny. And today, the government is laying the foundations for the future dreams through education and sports. Under the National Education Policy 2020, the government aims to achieve 100% enrollment from preschool to secondary level by 2030 and 50% in the higher education by 2035. The PM Shri Yojana is upgrading 14,500 schools, focusing quality education, holistic development and 21st century skills. Alongside education, sports have emerged as a national priority. Under the Khelo India movement, over 1,000 training centers have been opened and 3,000 youth athletes receive annual support of 6.28 lakh rupees. The Target Olympic Podium scheme supports India's top athlete with training, equipment and international exposure.
A rare and threatened juvenile Himalayan griffon vulture was rescued at Bisum Fadung under Dirang subdivision in West Kameng district on Tuesday. The bird was found severely dehydrated and in a weakened state, unable to fly. Local resident Rinchin Tasi found the vulture and promptly transported it to the Dirang Veterinary Dispensary for treatment. According to Dr. Sering, the vulture's recovery may take at least a week before it can be released back into the natural habitat. In Arunachal Pradesh, over 33,000 people have been affected due to the incessant rain across the state. Many interior villages stay disconnected due to road blockades caused by the flash flood and landslide triggered by heavy rain. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.